the stairwell. I kinda like that.
This is WMUC FM College Park. Please hold for a PSA.
Are you looking for a club that celebrates friendship? Then Best Buddies might be the one for you. We organize social events for local folks with disabilities to come to campus and hang out. Some of our highlights of the past years have been our holiday parties, a polar bear plunge in the freezing Chesapeake Bay, our friendship walk with Best Buddies branches from around the state, and a winter formal with over 80 people. And if you want to learn more information, check out our Instagram at BestBuddiesUMB.
Hello.
Hi.
I can literally like hear you from all the way over there. That's crazy. Here, let me try your mic. Okay, ready?
Hello. It's really bad. Oh my god.
It sounds kind of crazy. Okay, I think we're not going to do that. but I can still
that
like
that was really funny.
I can still like totally hear you from that far away. So we're so good. Guys, this is Narcoleptic Insomniacs and I thought of a good slogan for us. Okay. We are We are what the girls want to hear and what the guys need to hear.
Ooh. That's good. That is good. I don't know.
Okay, guys, so today we are going to talk about the infamous Apple Notes app. Sorry.
Yeah.
To all Android phones.
Yeah. We're going to just... Okay. Well, there's a couple of things with this topic, I suppose. I think first we need to look at the Notes app at kind of face value. Like, what does it actually mean in this society? Like, how is it different from other forms of, you know, I guess outlets for writing and thinking and things like that? And then also we need to discuss our own Notes apps.
Yeah.
And just kind of representative of a Gen Z Notes app. I think we use it differently than others.
I don't know. Like, yeah, you guys tell us, like, how do you like to use your Notes app? If you want to like DM us or text us or whatever. But yeah, because I only know how I like to use mine.
Right. And I think it's similar. Sorry, I kind of like being like all up in the mic.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, get in
I'm
there.
I'm gonna move it a little.
I was trying to like,
what is this thing?
I don't know.
It's weird. Hello. Okay. Sorry, I'm ruining everything.
It's like, it doesn't reach or something.
Yeah. I like a little like, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, we're good.
I think, okay, well, we can start just with us, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, actually, I have been thinking a lot about what the Notes app actually means. Like, why is it different from a journal? Why is it different from a Google Doc?
Mm.
Why is it, you know, what about the Apple Notes app is the Apple Notes app? Like, what about it makes me want to write a poem at 3 in the morning on my phone?
Mm.
And also write my shopping list and also all of my passwords. And also just talk some crap about people and also plan. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so versatile.
It is. I just
And
feel
why?
Like, yeah, and it's like... I don't know if you have this issue, but on Google Docs, every time that I go on and, like, make a new untitled document, mm-hmm. it sends me into this, like, Arial font, and I get, ugh. Like, really upset, and I change yeah. it to Times New Roman, which is yeah. so funny, because, like, I don't even know what kind of font the Notes
I app think
uses.
It's something about the font that is yeah. really appealing.
Like, I think it's so aesthetic and yeah. clean. Yeah.
And I have, like, auto caps off because I'm a loser. And,
me
like,
too.
I just really like how it looks. And everything is just more aesthetic. I'll say that for sure. But, you know, at face value, the Apple Notes app, it's portable. It's
yes,
on the go.
On the go.
You can't lose it. Mm. That's... I mean, you could lose your phone, like, that sucks, and I think there's something to be said about, like, physically writing things down, like, I think that's mm-hmm. very healing, and, you know, that will never be replaced, mm-hmm. truly, but, like, it's so different. I feel like the things that I would write in a journal are so different from the things I'd put in my Notes app.
Yeah, and it's, like, everyone, okay, not everyone, but most people, they have a phone, and
yeah.
they are, it's on them at all times, and,
yeah.
like, it's just so easily accessible, because even if you have, like, a journal or a notebook, you have to be really intentional about it.
Right.
You might leave it somewhere.
Right.
You might not bring it to class one day, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just
right.
so
it's
easy.
It's not always with you.
Yeah, with your phone, because you always have your phone.
Right. And you don't need to, like, sit at a desk. You don't need to get the whole spread out. You don't need light. You could be in your bed, and
mm-hmm.
that's how I think a lot of Notes app things come to creation. I don't know. I
yeah.
think this is a really interesting, maybe this is not, maybe this doesn't sound interesting, but I think it will be. Like,
yeah.
I don't think people actually realize the art of, like, a girl's Notes app.
Yeah.
Or maybe, I mean, I just think our generation, like, uses it really differently, and, like, we really appreciate it. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
I think that's also just because other generations haven't really had that.
No, this is what we have. This
yeah,
is what we got, and we like it,
we
and we're
got.
Rolling with it.
Exactly.
And I know for me, like, I definitely thought of this idea. I think it was a little bit trendy, going around, like, oh, a girl's Notes app, and one note is a breakup text that they're planning, and then the next one is, like,
mm-hmm.
a shopping list. And it's just the dichotomy is really
yeah.
funny. And that's definitely true of mine.
Mm-hmm.
It's really silly in there.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I could be working on two notes at the same time and just, like, switch back and forth.
Yeah.
And they could be about two completely different
yeah,
things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's the beauty of it all.
It's so funny. Yeah, I was trying to gather the general consensus around it. Like, I don't know. I think... You know, when I was telling people about this episode idea, they were like, oh, like, what?
Mm-hmm.
How could you possibly talk about that for an hour? And I don't know. But also, you know, it made people really look and be like, wow, oh my gosh, I actually, like, okay, this month she was going through it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was writing a lot. And then this month was a bit more, like, practical. It's essentially a little snapshot into our lives.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting. And I'd love to, like, poll more people
mm-hmm.
on it, and also share my deepest, darkest secrets.
Oh yeah,
on the waves.
We're gonna get a little TMI up in here,
probably.
I don't know.
Mm.
Yeah, I just think it's like journaling, but for, like, normal people.
Right.
Actually, normal's, like, a bad word,
like,
for it, but, like, people who don't want to take the time out of their day to, like,
journal
consciously, like, take out a book and start writing in it.
Yeah.
The Notes app just, like, offers so much that you could
so much. Maybe we could even get some, like, I don't know, maybe we could offer some, like, suggestions. Like, I think it's really whimsical if you write down, like, things you're grateful for every night before bed. And then it's always there, and you can always look back. And I'm just really into, like, archiving things in general. Like, I'm a super nostalgic person, and I love, like, a little look-see back at, like, my photos and
mm-hmm.
my old... Maybe it's a bit narcissistic. I don't know. Narcissistic
whatever.
Insomniacs.
Narcissistic insomniacs. Well, whatever. That's all
yeah.
we do. We only talk about ourselves.
Yeah.
That's basically all that
That's
we're doing.
That's so true. Oh, my gosh.
So, like,
and this isn't going to prove us any different.
Yeah, like, if you guys don't want to hear it, Well, I'm sorry.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah.
And we do want to hear from y'all. So if y'all ever have anything to say, you got my number.
Yeah.
Send in the craziest thing on your notes app. And we will expose you.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know what the craziest thing on my notes app is.
Okay, because, yeah, I was definitely perusing. And if I'm first of all, I'm going to count down, like, I'm going to start scrolling from the top to the bottom. Okay.
Okay.
I'm starting now. Okay. But I was scrolling at top speed. So, like, that was a lot. That was a long time, probably mm-hmm. like 3 seconds, and I think that's a lot. And, okay. Oh my god, my first note. So something weird happened with my phone, where I think I was like, I don't know. I only have like certain photos and like stuff from like 2023.
Oh,
or like, I don't know, something got lost in the sauce a little
bit. That's so sad.
But my first note, and I'm not even sure how this is in here, but it's called Title Ideas for Playlists, Dash Lucy.
Oh.
So I think this was her, and they were so funny, and we, like, rediscovered them, and they're so ridiculous.
So funny.
I need to, like, pick a few out.
Yeah, do you want to give an example?
I don't know. Maybe no one else thinks this is funny. It's just me and Lucy. Why won't they listen? Oh, God. Alone again.
Oh, no.
Okay, but I know that we were, like, 12 years old.
Yeah, that's so
doing
funny.
This. Okay. It's upsetting. Peeking out the window. Oh, my God. This is crying in the corner of my room. In the corner of my eye.
Oh.
What does that mean? Sorry, this is really TMI. Sorry, Lucy, but these are
we're getting
so
really
funny.
TMI.
One is just cold. It's just funny. Okay, I'll tell you why it's funny. Because I know we were 12 years old.
Yeah.
Like.
No, yeah.
Okay.
Mine is like the same. Well, no, it's not the same thing, but it's from. Wait, what day is it from? It's from. 4/2/19. So
wow.
All the way in 2019.
That's 7 years ago.
This is not even my work. This
okay.
is...
Okay. See, mine wasn't either.
No, like, oh my god. Yeah, like, Ethan and Camille, if
oh
you're
my
listening,
god.
This is their parody of Hamilton for Ingenuity.
Oh my gosh. This is gold.
I don't even... This is... I think I copied and pasted it from somewhere.
Do you have
I
some bars? Could you, like, bust out a little... song and dance?
Let me... Oh, no. This is low-key, like... Oh, God.
I went for it. You don't have to.
No, I think...
Like...
I'm gonna read the... Wait, do you want to see?
Yeah. This is really good content. Like, I'm gonna start singing. Oh, my God. This is actually quite embarrassing.
I know.
Sorry.
Like, I'm sorry.
Wait, this is actually
this
really
is
embarrassing.
Like, I don't want to expose people, guys.
Okay.
I don't
that's
know.
That's really so funny, though.
But,
like,
yeah.
And why does it kind of hit?
Yeah.
Wow. You guys really were on that. You
I
were
know.
In the notes app, weren't
oh
you?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, I did not write this. I do not claim it. Like, it's
exactly
literally
no.
not my work
yeah.
at all. But
right,
Hamilton.
But here it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's so, like. What a snapshot into the past.
And
a blast from the past.
I think that's so funny. But, like, I don't know. And I'm such a list girl. Like,
oh
I think
my
at
gosh,
least
yeah.
half of these are lists. Like,
oh
speaking
yeah.
of lists, we were just making
we,
ones together.
Okay, let's do our most recent
oh
one.
Oh, my God.
Because that's... It's literally... I was just adding stuff.
Oh, my God.
We have... Mine is called Epic Summer Lust. Get it?
Oh summer lust. Mine
anyway.
Is just called For When It's Warm.
For When It's Warm.
For When It's
as,
Warm.
As you know.
Because it's like, warm doesn't necessarily mean summer all the time. But like.
That's true. That's true.
The details. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to. I think our lists overlap a lot.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
going to
read
out some of mine. I have Tanning on the Quad.
Mm.
Capris.
Yeah.
Hiking.
Yep.
Going to the skate park.
Yeah.
smoothie bowls.
Yep.
We also have more creative smoke spots.
Oh, for the people that smoke that aren't us.
Yeah, that not us. Not us. But, like, to, like, meet new people.
Right.
I have, this is so funny without context, but house slash apartment. You, like, nobody will understand. Oh, house party.
That's more, sorry,
that,
I spoiled it.
That makes
it.
Sense. That makes more sense.
Yeah, no. That's so true.
I have more, but this is, like, the base. These are, like, the good ones.
These are the mute.
Do you have anything to add?
Jeans and flip-flops.
Jeans and flip-flops!
Yeah.
That's, like, yeah, controversial, but I support 1,000%.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we did... I got a little text from Rachel. Ew, that sounded like Love Island. Sorry for anyone who knows what I'm talking about.
That's true!
That was... Ew! Ew! Erase. I'm gonna hit the dump. Just kidding. Wait, no one knows what that means. There's a button in here called dump. Yeah, without context, it sounds really bad. It's called dump, and it erases...
Like, it erases your whole past. It erases 8 seconds
It's a
of
magic button.
It is. It's magical.
Anyway, I shouldn't just say I need to hit the dump. Okay. Okay.
No, we should say that every time we have hit to the dump. Do it.
Ew! Okay, anyway. Rachel said, it's not crazy. Top 10 One Direction songs. I will rank albums for sure. I have quite a few.
Oh, yeah.
I have ranked albums. I think I was into, like, it's, like, certain. It's when I need to lock in because I'm such an overachiever. And, like, if I'm going to a concert, I will lock in and, like, write down the names of songs.
I will lock
and,
in.
Like, for sure.
No, that's so real. I actually don't think I have anything music related on this, which is crazy because I have... How many? 597 notes on my phone right now.
Oh, can you see?
It's at the top.
Oh, I only have 226.
I have a lot. Wow. Although some of them are...
Yours go deep, though.
Mine are, like, yeah, they go far and wide, and some of them are, like, two words long.
Yeah, oh my God. Some of my most... I was, like, looking, trying to point out some funny... Some funny. I have one that just says... Where is it? It just says Tootsie Pops. I'm not sure.
I just don't know.
Like, what does that mean? I don't know if I ever got Tootsie Pops. I don't even know what, like...
Tootsie Pops. Yeah, I have a lot of really random
just
stuff.
Just real
on
weird.
Like, yeah.
Oh, gosh. I think we're just having fun
I'm just
on our
making
phones.
Myself laugh. I have one that just goes, like, 110. And it's just, like, the number
110. What did she mean?
What did
I don't
she
know.
Mean? What does she mean? Nobody knows.
I have one that just says Nardwar. That's so weird.
Nardwar.
Oops. Anyway, I will write down class... Okay, this is boring. Whatever.
I know, this is really... I have actually... This is... Oh, wait, no, you know what I want to do?
Okay.
I want to go back. I think there was one person that was not us who swiped up on or who answered our word of the day with exposure therapy.
Yeah.
Because that has been really, really relevant in my life.
It's exposure therapy.
As of recently. Shout out to Anhel who said, there's... a curse word on here. I'm gonna say telling strangers about when I was 7 and poop myself at church and walk away. So thank you for your contribution. I really appreciate it.
We're gonna
hit
the dump button on
that. Yeah, we're gonna hit the dump button.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. But I absolutely love this. This is completely unrelated to our topic. I just feel like it's been very relevant in my life right now.
We're kind of participating in exposure therapy right now.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about our notes app.
Yeah, like, guys, I don't think you understand how personal this is for me. Like, there's a lot of stuff on here that I'm never gonna show the light of day.
No, genuinely never.
Very selective, and this is probably the only time I'm gonna talk about it with this many people in my whole life.
Oh, yeah. But it's so refreshing. I have no idea. I think there's some strokes of genius that I've had in here as well.
Yeah.
That I think maybe need to, like, just for, like, purposes. I will write down quotes from books that I like, and I think that's just, like, cute. Like,
oh, that's adorable.
You don't have to, like, oh, make a whole journal spread and, like, write. You know, you can just jot it down in your little notes app. Obviously, we have New Year's resolutions. Obviously.
Obviously. Actually, yeah, for New Year's, I did something a little different this year. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but there's, like, this thing where you write down 12 wishes on, like, ooh, these tiny slips of paper. And, like, starting 12 days before New Year's or 11, like, you burn one each day.
A wish?
Burn a wish, and each of those wishes that you burn will be up to, like, fate in the universe.
Interesting.
And then the last one you open on New Year's, and that is what you are going to do for the rest of the
I
year.
I love that, because it's fate, but it's also coming from you.
Yes, and the
That's
one...
beautiful. Did you burn stuff?
I did burn. Wow. Yeah, I did burn, and it was a fun experience. And the one that I have left is I Know What I Want, ooh, which I think is very good for me this year because I have to make a lot of choices for myself.
She knows what she wants.
She knows what she wants. And so, yeah, like, I wrote down 12 wishes on my notes app before writing them down on paper because I had to plan it out.
Plan it out. Mm-hmm. See? See, we're, like, promoting, like, it's like we invented the notes app. We did. I'm sorry. We did. I'm going to go
yes.
ahead and say that. That's really genius. I mean, yeah, the whole, like, New Year's resolution thing, I don't know. It's definitely in here. And then I would do some, like, random ins and outs, but I don't know. It's not, sometimes I would just do, like, curating a vibe and, like, just writing. My favorite thing, okay, I don't think I'm a good writer, but I just like to write little, like, paragraphs that kind of set a scene and a mood.
Mm.
And it's not even, like, a short story. Like, it's just kind of, like, descriptive writing, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, yeah. I totally get
that.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm the opposite. Like, I'm totally a list girl. I don't even make full sentences.
True. Wait. I have a list called Men That Need to Leave Me Alone. And there's names.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh my That's
God.
Crazy.
Wait, I love that.
Okay, we were just talking about how we were in our anti-man era. And, yeah, and now it's, like, that was back in that era, so.
I love that. I love, genuinely love that.
Yup.
I have, it's a lot of random stuff that, like, nobody really cares about.
Oh, no, no, no. Yeah.
But I said I have a sights and sounds of the day.
Ooh, that's really beautiful.
I know, right? Like, I need to do this more often.
Yeah.
I forgot I did this. This was, like, earlier this year, which is kind of crazy. But okay. I have guy decked out in golf gear on a scooter, clubs and all.
Clubs and all.
Girl telling friend about situationship.
Ooh.
Guy on the phone talking about a $500 stock budget.
Okay.
Someone complimented my tights. An Irish exit.
Irish goodbye.
So nothing ever makes any sense, but it makes sense to me, and that's what matters.
No, I think that's actually a really... Okay, yeah, the notes app can be super mindful as well. Like, it totally gets mindful up in here, like, observing your surroundings. Hello. Mm-hmm. It's, like, the definition of mindful. I would put, not to, like, pivot, but, like, I think it's a good practice to get into, like, being grateful for things on the go as well. Like, sometimes it's just really hard to get out of, like, the grind of it all and, like, opening up the notes app, it's just, like, you know something good is about to come and, like, flow out of you.
Yes.
So I would get into a little practice. I'm actually doing it now because it's good for me.
Yeah.
Where I would write down all of my anxieties at the end of the day. It's, like, the last thing I do before I go to sleep because if I don't, then I get insomnia tendencies. Yeah. And then since I want to end on a positive note, I always write down what I'm grateful for at the end of the day on my notes app. And it's super mindful. And I think we need to write down our observations, what we have coming up. And it's always going to be there. Like, I probably won't look back at it, but I might. I also write my dreams.
Dreams.
And that can get interesting.
No, yeah.
That's just, like, funny.
Yeah, some dreams. Oh my gosh. Yeah, nobody will ever to know about. But some dreams are really funny, and I want to tell everybody.
Wow, these dreams go back in time, which is so weird because I think that's so interesting. I have dreams in here from, well, what do I have? 2021. Hey.
That's up? A long time ago.
I have a note that says, I have been dreaming for 10 consecutive days. That's it. It's hard to remember that time.
No, yeah, I've actually, speaking of dreams, I've been in a bit of a dreaming dry spell, which is really so interesting, because I actually, like, well, it's, like, fine. Like, I'm like, okay. Yeah. I like dreaming, I like not dreaming. It's okay. Yeah. But I do feel like recently in this dreaming, non-dreaming spell, or me not remembering my dream spell.
Yeah.
I've been, like, the intuition
has
really been there. Like,
okay, yeah.
Guys, yesterday, oh my God, like, my intuition was going crazy. There was, like, a meeting in here that we were, like, nobody said anything about, and I was like, we should just go up there, because I just believe that it's happening.
Yeah.
And it happened.
It happened.
Like, it happened.
Zine team.
Love you, zine team. Like, amazing. Oh my gosh.
That was really good intuition. Okay, so basically we're getting into a new kind of science here, where we're looking at how your intuition and your dreams are
synced
up. That's so funny. I think I'm really going through a dream era.
Yeah. How's your intuition?
I'm not aware of it, so it's probably bad.
Oh,
probably my normal state of being is, like, no intuition at all. Yeah. Just the regular woman's intuition. Like, okay. It's not zero, but it's not that good. I think your intuition is really good, and it's been getting us into a lot of good situations.
I think it's been good recently.
Like, I'm hanging with you, you know? Like, yes. It's good.
But again, like, is it correlation or causation? I have no idea.
Oh, we're going to get, it's like, this is our favorite, yeah, what, there's like dream, sorry.
No.
There's like dream science. That's a thing.
Yeah.
I used to go on this website called Dream Bible and look up, okay, so for example, I'm going to analyze, so Brian just sent in, okay guys, okay, stop Brian. Trolling. I wrote down a dream where I was 7 and I pooped myself.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks. Oh, why is this, God, like, a common theme? What's
also
happening?
Also, like, Brian, why are you and Angel, like, low-key feuding all the time?
What's going on?
Why is this what's going
Guys, on? This is too much drama. Okay, but I'm going to go into the dream Bible. Guys, I'm going to analyze dream this dream Bible for you. Don't even worry.
Yes. Copy and paste it in there.
Yeah. Well, it's like a few key words. So I'm going to look up poop, church. That's it. That's pretty much all you need to know.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. It says, like, ooh, common dreams, celebrity dreams. I have a lot of those. Chase dreams. Yes. Falling dreams.
Oh, yep. I have those.
Flying dreams. Dirty dreams.
Oh!
Teeth dreams. Test and exam dreams. Okay. We're going to look up poop. Sorry. This is disgusting. Bird poop. No. We don't want that. Oh. Okay. Okay. To dream of defecation in an obscene or improper manner represents spoiling something good or creating a problem. It suggests thoughtlessness and inappropriate thoughts and behaviors. You may be getting rid of a problem in a manner that careless... What? Okay. I don't know if that is correct English. Okay. Getting rid of a problem in such a way that it creates other problems. Wait, there's more. It may also reflect feelings of embarrassment as you deal with problems out in the open. Mm. So now everyone knows your kind of situation. So
Amazing. Sucks. Yeah, this is really, like, deep.
I hope that was helpful for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, I would love, absolutely love to do an episode, like, analyzing people's dreams.
That's so funny.
That was, like, I'm really into dreams. Yeah. I think they're so,
no, they're so funny, like, and interesting. And, like, no, we don't use Dream Bible. We just, like, use our intuition.
Oh, it's, like, our own brains.
Yes.
Oh, and I think I could have gotten to that conclusion by myself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Wait, this is a genuinely really good episode idea. That should happen.
And everyone
soon.
Has dreams, unless you don't.
Unless you don't, which is me right now.
Right. Or people say they never dream.
That's so weird.
But I think they can be coaxed.
I agree. I wonder, like, how you can, like, make your body dream.
Because, I don't know. I mean, then there's the whole, like, weird, like, or what was it called? Like, shifting? Mm. Like, reality shifting? Mm. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Where basically you write, like, manifestations that you want to happen, and then you just, like, I think essentially you just go to sleep and then you're dreaming about it because you wrote it down.
Yeah.
But I don't actually know.
I don't know, but I think it kind of makes sense. Like, it's like, okay, like
if you're going to think about something that much, you're probably going to dream about it.
Yeah, and dreams kind of help you process because your brain's still working. Like, right. It just kind of makes sense to me.
It makes sense. Sure, you could reality shift. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. Anyway, yeah, I wrote down some dreams. I wrote down some childhood dreams. I don't know if you, like, sorry that, I don't know. But write down your dreams, guys. They're so funny, and then you can just pull them up at any time.
They're so funny.
Actually, this probably isn't going to be very interesting. I was so, I don't know. Like, it's not interesting. I'm sorry.
Do you remember, like, the dreams that you have in your childhood, like, off the top of your head?
Right, yeah.
Like, is there, like, one that, like, specifically sticks out to you?
And yes.
Because I'm trying to think of a good
one. I have a few. Like, I got stung by a scorpion, like, in a dream. So my friend was going to get stung by the scorpion,
oh, no.
And I was like, no, and I jumped in front of it, and I took one for the team. Not sure, like, logistically how that happened, but I was so, 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 so scared after that, and I felt like there were bugs crawling all over me, and I hated
it. Oh my god, that
is really
so terrible. I think that reminds me, because it's kind of similar, but also kind of not. Mm. I had a dream once where I had, like, an alligator, like, bite my finger.
No.
But, like, it didn't, like, bite it off. It was like a
little chomp.
Like a little nibble. And I was like, what? And then the only thing I remember after that is, like, a refrigerator.
Ah!
Which is so random.
Yeah, no, that's how it be, though.
Yeah.
I bet if we looked up refrigerator in the dream Bible, it would tell you that you're, like,
thank
not
you, Dream
okay.
Bible. Yes.
Whoever you are, thank you, Dream Bible. Yeah.
Woo!
Yep. I think, you know, again, it's so, I think I'm such a supporter. If you don't use your notes app to record stuff, I think you should start doing it because it's quite a reflective process.
Mm-hmm.
For example, writing your dreams, writing lists, and kind of just keeping them. You can't run out of space in the notes app.
Mm-hmm.
You can have 500 notes. And you can look back and kind of get a snapshot as to, like, where you were in your life. And kind of, like, I don't know. Maybe it's a bit narcissistic. Maybe it's just the phase of life that I'm in.
Whatever.
Trying to, like, reflect on and find who I am. But, like, I think it's a really good practice. And I think it's fun.
I think it's really
like,
fun.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's also, like, fine. Okay. Maybe we're the people who are a little too reflective. Whatever.
Right. Yeah.
But
some might
also
say.
Think on the other side. Like, if you don't go in your notes up, actually, it doesn't even happen.
If you don't reflect.
You don't reflect at all on, like, your day, on your life, on what's been happening, then, like, what?
Who are you?
Who are you?
How do you know who you were? How do you know who you will become?
I know.
I don't know. I think it's too high of a risk,
mm-hmm.
So I'd rather just be on the side of, like, way too reflective. Like, she's a little crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like to kind of push that agenda. And, you know, oh, God. You have another dream. Okay, well, we're
going
to wrap up the dreams. This is from Liam, and I need to say this. Okay.
No, yeah, please do.
Oh, there was an earthworm with a chainsaw in his living room on the ottoman. Okay, we're going to get into this later. You best believe. I'm pulling up the Dream Bible. Oh, my gosh. Liam, please come up with more dreams because I'm really going to analyze you. This is really fun for me.
She's
so.
Going to do like witchcraft.
So if, you. Yeah, anyway. Okay, get ready for that. But yeah, okay, in general, back to the general Notes app phenomenon. Mm-hmm. I think, okay, I'm thinking how do like older generations or even younger generations, like how do they use the Notes app? And is this kind of groundbreaking information or is it really mundane? Like, I think it's such a mundane topic, but then mm-hmm. when you really think about it and expand upon it, it's deep.
It's deep. It's,
and I think that's true of a lot of, like, technology
features. There's a lot of stuff. Like, I know my mom uses her Notes app mostly for grocery lists.
Right. And what does that say?
What does that say?
I don't know. I think that's something to be said. I think some people write, you know, like song lyrics, or they're always talking crap in their Notes app, and maybe they feel like they can't say things to people and they just need to write it all down all the time. And mm-hmm. they, I don't know, I think it really can be quite telling.
Exactly.
That's why I'm so curious.
I know.
What people
I know. Like, be like a little nosy, like, get in there.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm your true friend.
Right.
Like, I should know what's in your Notes app.
Basically.
Or, like, at some
I could
some
take
degree.
A guess.
Yeah, like, I or could like, take a guess and be, like, semi-accurate.
Or, like, we've showed each, like, mm-hmm. ooh, look at this Notes app. Ooh, mm-hmm. like, ooh, or look at this thing. I don't know. It's, like, it's kind of, like, accomplishment mm-hmm. a little bit. It's, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
In a world where we value checking off little tasks and little boxes and productivity, like, I think it complements that as well.
Exactly.
Yup.
I even think, do you remember on, like, it was, like, before Mother's Day or something, we went to Trader Joe's and Barnes & Noble together.
Yes!
And we made a list.
Yes! I actually stumbled upon it.
Really?
And I remember, I have to find it?
It
again.
I don't, like, I don't really remember. I just remember that we did
it. Oh, my gosh. It was some kind of, like, I think it was, like, a summer
it
bucket
was.
List.
It was summer.
That's what I named it, at least.
Hold on.
It was, like, 2024.
Hold on, guys. We are,
swear on my life. I swear. Okay.
I'm gonna
summer bucket list must complete.
Oh,
I found it.
Okay.
Oh my god, we used to do predictions as well. We were kind of witchy always a little bit.
Oh my god.
That's I think that's what made us friends.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we could like
oh my god.
Wait, we had a lot of predictions that are probably like can't say on the waves.
No.
Read the same book at senior week. We did that.
We did do
I think I did mine later.
Me too.
Okay. Because ain't nobody reading
I only read some of it, but, like, it's okay. Oh, my gosh. Wait. I want to, like, read them, but, like, bleep people's names.
Okay, like. Wait.
I need to choose a good one. Wait, I'm looking. Well, I didn't have... Okay, I have names, but, like, some of them are kind of...
That's so weird. Is this really weird?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We were kind of losers.
We were.
To be fair.
But it's, like, funny, because some of them actually
happened.
It feels
kind of, like... Right. Okay, wait. We might need to go... This might need to be in, like, the post. The after party kind of a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some cute things. Like, we said we would go to one party a week. Yeah, that didn't happen.
In July.
Wow, we, like, went to a lot all at once.
We did. We went pre-July.
Yeah. Someone will get arrested in Ocean City. Did that happen?
I think they might have gotten a warning.
I know someone definitely in the world did.
Oh, for sure. But I didn't, like, see it happen or know of anyone who did. No. But that's funny.
Crazy junior prom scandal. Someone...
I see this!
Someone makes out with someone else's date and, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, that
lots
probably... Actually... I don't know. I don't like being... I don't like exposing this part of my loser core. I don't like exposing
scared.
My loser core.
But this was... this was really funny. Like, I have Pull a Heist on
I
here.
I have that, too.
Wait,
what did we do?
I'm going to add it to the new
Pull
new
a Heist.
List,
I think that's
I wanna
true.
I want to do that. Wait, this is so... Because I feel like it's so funny and relevant, because I was just thinking about how we were literally making a new, basically new summer bucket list, just our new, like, version of ourselves.
Yeah, basically.
Except I think this one's so much more better. So much better. I think we should do predictions again.
Oh my god, yeah.
That would be so funny. Because,
I mean, we're definitely, like, less losers. Like, I think the predictions would be, like...
I think they'd be better.
Dude.
They'd be better and less, like, gossipy.
Yeah, exactly.
I was such a huge gossip in high school.
True. That's okay. At least we can recognize it.
Exactly.
Oh my god. This, I actually was having a conversation with Rachel, and we said we would write down, like, addresses on Zillow to, like, look. I do, like, this is me being weird.
No, I, like, I do that too.
Or, like, little neighborhoods that I just think are really cute and I need to, like, visit them. I'm just such a yearner, guys. I don't know what to say.
Oh my god, yeah.
I just want to be, around, like, beauty, I suppose. Whatever.
Yeah,
who doesn't?
Doesn't everybody?
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
So, writing down little whimsical little things. Maybe we use our brains too much. Maybe we use our phones too much.
Probably.
Maybe that's why we have so much going on in here.
Yeah, but I also think my notes app is just, like, a reflection of what's going on inside my head.
Exactly.
At the time. So, it's like...
Ooh, like, when I'm going through it, my notes app is going through it.
Exactly. Like, it's like a mini version of me. In words. Exactly.
Oh my god, when I'm like, ugh, if I'm like in love, like I get like really romantic in there, and I will write poetry and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Don't, you know, it's just like very much a reflection of my state.
Yeah, and it's like the best part about it is that nobody needs to see it.
Nobody needs to know.
Nobody needs to know unless you want them to know.
Right.
And that is amazing.
Mm-hmm. You can also lock notes.
Yes.
This is a feature I probably should use
more often. Yeah.
I don't know. Just in case.
But I don't.
Because why would I?
My phone has
I'm
a password.
Such a free spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I know. Because it's also, like, yeah, it's private.
It's private,
it's
guys.
It's private.
You could write stuff, again, like, I don't know, something about, like, oh, the diary, like, let me read your diary. And it's, like, no one's touching my notes app.
No one touches the notes app.
No.
Yes.
No.
I think, yes, the notes app is the modern girl's diary.
I think it is.
Yeah.
We're a little bit chic for that.
Yeah.
And, you know... I do want, like, I'm so curious. I hope this just, if anything, I hope this sparks a lot of conversation for, like, next week. Like, I want to talk to everyone in my life and be like, how do you use your notes app? How do you think it's a reflection of you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you reflecting enough?
Mm-hmm.
Do you need to do more? Do you need to do less? There's a balance. Do we need to, like, have some healthy habits that could be, I don't know. Like, I think there are, okay, I also feel like I'm such a list maker and, like, a completionist that I'll be like, okay, I'll write down, like, every single movie that I watched this year, or, like, every single book that I read, or, like, stuff like that. Every, like, city I've been to, like, I don't know, I'll rank stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was, like, very organized, and that is such a reflection of me.
Wait, that's so funny.
I don't know, you know, like, okay, what? We're, like, air signs. Like,
yeah,
someone read us. I don't know.
Someone read us, because I'm actually exactly the opposite.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I am not, like, a... Okay. Well, mine is packing lists, because that is, essential to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I make them a lot.
Yeah.
I'm, like, I will write down, like, one movie that I watched.
Mm.
And then, like, in another note, I'll, like, write down another movie I watched.
I see.
But I won't, like, reflect. Well, I will reflect.
Yeah.
Just, like, I won't, like, actually think about, like, this is how many movies I watched this year. It's just,
I see.
Yeah, like, I just, like... put them down there to, like, have them there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What does that say about us? I'm a little more disorganized,
I'm
maybe.
I'm a little type A, a little type B. Like,
I don't know.
It's so interesting. Maybe this is, like, yeah. I don't know.
Mm-mm.
I think we're very preoccupied with trying to figure out who we are.
Yeah.
And that's definitely also true in the notes app. And then, yeah, comparing it to, like, other... like, again, like, a Google Doc, I've tried, it's so embarrassing, but, like, we've all tried to write creatively.
Yeah.
we've all gone on the little Word doc and just tried to, like, write a story. And it's really embarrassing. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel as embarrassed if I write a little, spin a little tale
exactly.
on my, in my notes app. Or whatever. Okay, wait. This computer has a notes app. I'm actually opening it right now. It's called Notepad.
Oh my gosh, wait,
there's stuff in here.
Stuff.
Oh my god.
Heroes by David Bowie. Huh?
Hey.
Oh my
wait,
god,
should
beautiful.
I read these? These feel like personal.
Well, I see 6-7 on here, so it can't be that deep.
I think they wrote notes to like the other, oh, they were like trying to plan out what they were gonna say.
Oh, this is so cute.
Oh, guys. Someone did some math. Okay. Six. Aw, people leave notes to people.
We should leave a
That's
note to
That's literally
the
so
person.
Cute.
Oh my god. Aww. Do not close the tab.
Wait, no one's written a note in so long. See, there's something beautiful.
Something beautiful. Type something out app. For the next person.
You
sparkle.
You sparkle.
Oh,
oh
no.
Crap.
Oh, no. Typo.
Crap. You sparkle.
Yeah.
Oops. I don't know what I did.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, guys, you sparkle.
They're going to see that and be like, aw.
Like, yeah, it's so cute.
We're really into, like, sparkling.
We are really into sparkling. Just, but, like, I think it's, like, theme of this semester, at least.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Sparkle.
Yeah, I just, like, I feel like I think about it every day. I'm like, oh, my
somehow
gosh.
Somehow in some form.
Sparkling, like, yes.
Are we all sparkling a little bit?
Are we all sparkling? Yeah.
Did you sparkle today?
Did you?
Did you? Let's talk about that and write it down. Write it down for me. I will be checking next week.
Homework.
This is homework, guys. Homework. This is like, what's wrong with us?
I've never assigned homework to someone before. Actually,
no.
I think that's wrong. No, I've
I
assigned,
think that's a little.
I've assigned homework to myself, but not anyone else.
Oh, yeah. That might be a little toxic.
A little excessive.
I just had a memory. This was the first time. Okay, I do actually, because I was thinking, like, when was the first time I used my notes app? And I very distinctly remember getting an iPad. It was probably, like, 11, and it was life-changing. Yay! And I don't even think that counts as iPad kid. I think there's worse now. But I got an iPad. It was, like, one of my first little, like, introduction. Mm-hmm. Well, I had an iPod Touch, for those who must know.
Ooh.
Shout out the iPod Touch.
Yeah.
In the Hartman household. And there was only one, and it was passed around a lot. But, yeah, the iPad, and had the Notes app, and it was so appealing to me because, I don't know, something about writing has always been a little bit appealing to me.
Mm.
And it was me and Rebecca.
Ah!
And we were, like, little kids, and we were like, oh, my God. Okay, also, this iPad had a keyboard case, which was, like, life-changing.
That is life-changing.
Like, for a little girl who wants to write.
Oh, my
so
God.
So life-changing.
That's life-changing.
Basically, my own little laptop, right? Oh, I'm so lucky. And we we were like, let's write a book. And, like, we started writing a book.
Can't event. Oh,
and, like,
God.
Yeah. And that was definitely, like, the first. And I still have this iPad. I think I've gone back a few, maybe, like, a little bit later and, like, reread it. And it's not bad. It's not bad. And I just think that's really cute.
Wait,
and,
that
like,
is really
wholesome little
cute.
End note. I don't know.
Yeah, I think for me, I wasn't actually, I was also on an iPad. But not my own. It was my dad's iPad.
Oh, classic.
And it was, like, I didn't write words on there.
Mm-hmm.
I used the drawing.
I know what you're talking about.
On it,
yeah. So appealing.
And I would, like, draw pictures in there.
Yeah.
Because that's another thing that's amazing about the notes app.
You can draw.
You can draw.
Oh, my gosh.
And you can even, like, write with your finger or, like, if you're on an iPad, maybe, like, an Apple Pencil or whatever. Like, it happens.
Yeah,
I
that's
forgot
amazing.
About that.
See, yeah, the pivotal introduction. We love technology.
Yay.
I think we were exposed to it at a really good time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, I think now, maybe we were a little young, but like, I don't know. I think it's really bad now. I'm judging. I'm really judging the iPad
Gen
kids.
Alpha.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like, and it's not their fault.
No.
It's not even their fault.
You're a product of society, just like everyone else.
And I'm actually really scared that because it's such a habit for us to kind of, like, tune out of life and just pick up the phone. Like, what if we literally become the iPad parents?
No!
Because it's like, that's what I do. So why would you do anything? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Or maybe having kids would, like, make me not... I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know. Speaking of kids, I don't know if this is relevant to anybody, but I know a lot of girls who have, like, baby name lists.
Oh, my God! You're so real. This one hits.
This one hits.
Oh, how can we not talk about that?
Yeah, like, I have one. I don't even know if I have one. Kids.
And we can't... No, yeah. And the thing is, like, you can't say the name, because what if someone steals it?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Has anyone seen Sex in the City? It literally happens. It does.
Yeah. Don't share your name list.
She's like, oh, she stole my baby name.
No, that's bad.
And it's terrible.
And it's just like, yeah, I came up with that list when I was, like, too young. Like, why was that so appealing?
Canon event.
And I know some guys do it, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Actually.
I also, like, I don't know if this is an issue for other people, but I personally have so many more girl baby names than boy baby names.
Me, too.
Because why are we... What just happened? Sorry.
Is someone messing with us?
Someone's, like, playing music.
Guys, someone's messing...
Someone's playing Sex in the City! Oh, my God!
Wait,
oh, my
gosh!
This is really weird.
Your intuition.
Oh, my intuition!
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Guys, someone is on their Spotify. Well, we're logged into their Spotify.
We are.
And they're listening to music.
And I'm, like... And
we can see what they're listening to.
It's Sex in the City!
Should we play something for them? No, that's too mean.
That's really mean.
Oh, my God. They're listening... Oh, my God.
They're listening to the Sex in the City playlist.
Wow.
I'm amazed. How did I know?
This is really funny for us and probably not for anyone else, but that's okay.
It's okay. Yeah, sorry. Back to baby names.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think, I don't know, like, people who have boys, they're just not as creative with it.
I would go as far as to say, like, I would share my boy baby names because I'm not having a boy. I've decided. It's not happening.
Yeah.
So...
And to add on to that, yeah, like, I would share all my boy baby names because I don't like any of them that much.
Right, that's true, too. If any of these happen, I'm sorry to that kid.
Yeah.
Basically. And,
sorry.
You know, I was probably 12 years old doing them. So.
Exactly. Like, will those kids actually end up with any of those names?
No. The girl, I actually seriously have one girl name that I really, really like. And I don't.
Like, yeah, like, keep that to yourself.
Like, I need...
I don't
yeah, oh,
know.
I'm definitely...
Don't
no,
tell
no
anybody.
It.
Not a soul. No. Not a soul.
It will happen.
I know. Like, I have ones that I like, but I don't have ones that I like. Like, there's not the one. Because
right.
I feel like, yeah, like, you know. It's like, you get to it, and you're like, this is, like, really good.
This is really good.
And that, I do that a lot in my notes app. Like,
yeah.
I think. And then I'm like, this is really good.
If you get, like, one sentence out of a whole, like, notes app and it's really good, it's like,
yeah.
Wow.
And I think that's what it is with me. Like, it's because I have, like, very few lists where I make it really long and extensive and, like, investigate every single detail, like this freaking baby name list.
Yeah.
Because, like, I really need to think about it. But most of the time... I'm already, like, I have my mind set on what I want. So I'm like, okay, I'll put in one sentence, and then it's done. And I think that's what it is with me.
The length of the notes app.
Thing you learn about yourself.
Yep, we love reflecting. We love talking about ourselves.
Yeah.
Do you like listening to us talk about ourselves? Because you should hit... Smash that like button and subscribe.
Yeah, and subscribe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, seriously, we really want to record our
podcast.
Can
but
someone
we
help
to
us?
Be a podcast.
We're putting this out there.
I know. I heard, like, at UMD, they have, like, podcasting equipment.
They... Crap. Okay. And we can just, like, double dip a little bit.
But I don't know how to do it, so.
You might have to, I don't know, whatever.
I don't know. I don't know. It's also 8:55, so we have to go soon.
Don't take, I'm actually really tired, and I think I'm getting sick. I'm kind of done.
Yeah, I've been sleepy.
I'm kind of done today.
This is good, but like.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else.
No, like, I think we said what needed to be said.
Oh, for sure.
So, I think that's it then.
Yeah, we do have 5 minutes.
Yeah, but like, maybe the next person could come in and like get themselves ready or whatever.
Right. See, I wish that happened to us.
I know. No.
Should we broadcast what this person's listening to?
Do we need to put it on Spinatron?
Yeah. Oh my god, I had a dream. This is really funny. I had a dream that I was in this room by myself, and it was like, you know, 7 p.m., an hour before our show, and I wanted to play music. And I was playing music on the air because, like, no one was in here. And I was like, man, this is so fun. Like, I'm so free. And then I got absolutely busted. And they were like, okay, who was playing music and didn't put it on Spinatron?
Oh.
And, like, I was like, oh, crap. I was like, oh, no. Like, I was just in here, like, just listening to music. Like, I didn't know I was on the air.
Oh, no.
It was really frightening.
Oh, no.
So that was I need to write that down.
Yeah, you should write that down.
Because what the heck? That's so funny.
Yes.
God, I think I'm really funny.
Your dream journal and your notes app.
But anyways, dream journal and your notes app.
That's all for today, guys.
I suppose it is.
I know. Okay, yeah. So, bye. Yeah. We will see you in a week.
Bye.